Welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, April 8th, 2025, and we have a lineup of health, fitness, and wellness headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. Three schools win NFL Play 60 grants to boost student fitness. Three schools, Douglas Road Elementary, LaMuth Middle School, and Cook-Wissahickon School, have won $1,000 NFL Play 60 grants for physical activity equipment improvements. The American Heart Association and the NFL collaborated to promote student fitness leading up to Super Bowl LIX. The Exercise Blitz featured a five-day video series with NFL guests. Physical activity is crucial for children's mental and physical wellness. The NFL Play 60 app offers exercise videos and personalized avatars. Since 2006, the NFL and the American Heart Association have worked together to encourage kids to be active for at least 60 minutes a day. Learn more about NFL 60 resources and grant opportunities at heart.org/NFPlay60.
Rise announces new name for flagship summit on SDOH. Rise, a premier community for healthcare professionals in the managed care space, has announced a new name for its flagship summit on social determinants of health. The conference will now be known as Rise Healthy Communities, reflecting their commitment to integrating physical, mental, emotional, and social needs into comprehensive care models. With a focus on inclusivity and impact, Rise aims to create healthier individuals and stronger communities by addressing the underlying social determinants of health. Join them as they celebrate their 10th anniversary in 2026 and continue driving meaningful changes in the healthcare landscape.
Dr. Deborah Villanueva named Rise's 2025 Healthcare Hero. Dr. Deborah Villanueva, mental health clinical supervisor at Los Angeles County Department of Mental Health, has been named the 2025 Healthcare Hero by Rise. This prestigious award recognizes her significant impact on underserved populations through healthcare interventions. Nominated by Angela Trinado from United American Indian Involvement, Inc., Dr. Villanueva's work focuses on trauma-informed care for survivors of trafficking, tailored to their cultural and emotional needs. She has pioneered initiatives to train professionals in delivering culturally competent care, improving outcomes for Latino, Hispanic, and immigrant communities. Dr. Villanueva's dedication to health equity transcends boundaries, reshaping how underserved populations experience care and challenging systems that perpetuate inequities. Blue Fairy recognizes excellence in liver cancer research. Blue Fairy, the Adrian Wilson Liver Cancer Association, has announced the recipient of the Blue Fairy Award for Excellence in Liver Cancer Research. Dr. Mark Yarchon, an associate professor of medical oncology at Johns Hopkins, has been honored for his groundbreaking research in improving patient outcomes for hepatocellular carcinoma. Dr. Yarchon leads an NCI-funded laboratory focused on advancing immunotherapy treatments for liver cancers and has been a pioneer in clinical trials for personalized neoantigen vaccines and neoadjuvant anti-PD-1 immunotherapy. President Andrea Wilson Woods emphasized the importance of supporting innovative research in the fight against liver cancer, one of the most common and deadliest cancers worldwide. Blue Fairy was founded in memory of Adrian Wilson with a mission to prevent, treat, and cure primary liver cancer through research, education, and advocacy.
REMSleep is in process of signing agreement with major distributor. REMSleep Holdings, Inc. Corg. is currently finalizing an agreement with a major distributor to make DeltaWave available nationwide. The distributor's name will be revealed once the contract is signed. Due to unforeseen issues, the availability of DeltaWave on REMSleep's website was delayed, but these issues have been resolved. Inventory is expected to be ready by April 25, 2025. REM Sleep is confident that there will be no further delays. REM Sleep Holdings, Inc. is a medical device manufacturer focused on improving treatment for obstructive sleep apnea patients. The company has over 30 years of experience in CPAP therapy and is dedicated to enhancing the lives of those with sleep apnea. Forward-looking statements in this press release caution that actual results may differ from expectations due to various factors beyond the company's control.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.